Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We're live at 5 Iron Golf today, 102.5 the game. The draft, two weeks from tonight?
Two weeks from tonight, buddy.
The Titans will pick at 4. That's where things sit right now. Let's bring in Terry McCormick from Main Street Media, TitanInsider.com. That's where you can find his work. Terry, how you doing?
I'm good. Before we get started, I need to confirm something for the record here publicly.
Okay.
I want people to know that even though I had a working relationship with Mike Vrabel while he was here as the head coach, he and I have never held hands. Okay?
Oh, Terry, that might be the funniest thing I have ever heard you say.
Oh, my God.
That was well done. And that, we will move on from that, but that was, that is something for sure. Looking at 4, I mean, we have analyzed this, you know, frontwards, backwards, sideways, and I think a lot of people continue to come back to Jeremiah Love. You listen to the comments of Mike Borgonzi, but I thought Teron Davenport made an interesting point when talking about Sonny Styles and how he might fit what Robert Saleh is going to do with this defense. This defense has been, you know, basically the last 10 years, a 3-4 kind of hybrid type, and now it's going to transition back to a 4-3 like it was when Jeff Fisher was here. When you watch Styles, do you feel like if they did go that direction at 4 to kind of help transition that defense, that might be the right pick?
Well, I mean, I think it would be a good option for them because I think – you know, you're looking. Saleh's probably looking for somebody to play that Fred Warner type role in that defense, and I don't know that he has that guy right now. And a guy like Sonny Styles might be capable of filling that bill because he's certainly one of the most talented football players in this draft. So there, it's like Joe said earlier, they have a number of ways they can go at number 4, and some of it will depend on what happens in those first 3 spots as far as who goes off the board. I think, you know, the Jets are probably going to go defense after the Raiders pick Mendoza. The wild card is, what are the Cardinals going to do? Are they going offensive tackle? Are they taking Jeremiah Love? Are they going one of the defensive pass rushers? So it's going to be an interesting dynamic once the Titans get on the clock at number 4. And a guy like Styles, especially if the edge rushers are gone, and they're, you know, if there are one or two that they have rated above the others and they're gone, you know, Styles might be an option for them.
I will say this. I just have a feeling that the Jets or Cardinals will trade out of one of those picks.
I wouldn't rule that out. You know, the Jets are already stockpiling picks. They've got 2 in the first round. I think, what, they've got like 5 over the next 2 years or something in first-round picks and first, second-round picks, something like that. What they unloaded at the trade deadline when they basically offed about half of their defense, fetched them a lot of picks in return as they try to rebuild things.
I'll tell you this, Terry. The team that scares me the most, if you're on the Jeremiah Love to the Titans train, would be the Dallas Cowboys moving up. And that's just a Jerry-type player and a Jerry-type move.
It is. It absolutely is. And Jeremiah Love is a guy that could supercharge an offense that's already really good with Dak Prescott and George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. You know, I mean, you add a back like that and that offense, provided the offensive line stays intact and is okay to protect Dak and open up running holes, that offense, which was already really good, could be really sensational.
Talking to Terry McCormick from Main Street Media and Titan Insider. Terry, I don't know if you remember this. Remember 2010, you and I were sitting next to each other over at then Baptist Sports Park when the Giants came at 15, the Titans at 16, and the Titans were like, we want Jason Pierre-Paul. And remember the Giants took Jason Pierre-Paul, and I think the Titans got scared and took Derek Morgan next. I feel like they it just like – remember we were like, oh, my gosh. You could tell I could back then, like, they didn't want Derek Morgan. And I don't think they were prepared. I mean, you've been all these drafts, Terry. You know that on Borgonzi's table at 4, there's all these different scenarios. He's got this card in front of him when something happens. So when something happens at 3, the Cardinals trade out. He's got to be ready to go and not panic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It probably looks like a flow chart. You know how it says, you know, if the answer here is yes, you know, you do this. If the answer is no, you do that. It probably looks something like that, I would guess. But yeah, he's got to be prepared for every scenario that comes up in terms of what goes on with the first three picks, whether the teams that are in those slots make those picks, or if they trade out and somebody comes up and jumps in for a player that maybe the Titans covet, but become blocked by them moving up. And, you know, it's one of those things too, Joe. We saw this a couple of years ago, I think. You know, they sold us that they really, really were, that J.C. Latham was the guy they wanted all along. But let's be honest, they had to have their eye on Joe Alden when he went to the Chargers at number five, and they pivoted back to J.C. Latham. You know, they were doing that because they knew the offensive line was in shambles, and they were trying to get a left tackle to protect a young quarterback at the time in Will Levis. But let's be honest, they could have done Levis a lot more favors if they drafted Brock Bowers and put a 100-catch target out there for him to throw to and, you know, found somebody else to play tackle, I think.
No, I agree 100%. Terry, what about the relationship on draft night between Sala and Borgonzi? How much input do you think Robert Sala will have? How much should he have on draft night? Because it seems like, from what I can gather, those two are working pretty well together.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Sala is going to have a heavy amount of input because it's going to be his team that he's going to be coaching out on the field. You know, Borgonzi tapped him. Instead of going with Nagy, whom he knew from Kansas City, he tapped Robert Sala because he was impressed with him as a coach and as a man. And I think, you know, the two of them are going to work hand-in-hand. And then the wild card factor in all this, too, is you cannot forget about Brian Daboll, who's going to be the offensive coordinator and is basically going to, for lack of a better term, be the head coach of offense for this team, it feels like. So how much input is he going to have in the offensive players, and how's that going to weigh against what Sala wants to do with the defensive players and the overall team?
Terry, do you think that we've talked so much about Jeremiah Love and Reuben Bain that if they did take a David Baylor to Arville Reese, that a majority of Titans fans would be like, oh, man, come on. Because, look, Bailey is really good. Arville Reese is really good. And, you know, but we've spent so much time talking about Bain and Love. Do you think Titans fans will be a little bit, disappointed?
Some of them might be, especially the ones that want an offensive player if they go defense in the first round. But if one of those guys are there, look, we all know this team has a lot of holes still. I mean, they went spent a fortune in free agency this offseason and seemingly have improved in some spots, adding Wandale Robinson to the offense, adding John Franklin Myers and a host of others on defense to kind of rework that unit into what more of what Robert Sala wants to work with. But they've still got a lot of holes. And I think most Titans fans would say, get the best football player you can find at number four and put him in and let him play.
All right, so I'm going to ask you both this question. Give me a player on offense and a player on defense that's currently on the team that you think needs to take the biggest step forward this year.
Go, Terry.
Terry, you go first.
Well, the obvious one is Cam Ward, but I think, you know, that, you know, are we excluding Cam?
Yeah, I would say Cam's an obvious. Yeah, exclude him.
Okay, all right. I'll say that because they have not done a lot on the offensive side of the ball, I need to see a big year out of either Chim Dike or Gunnar Helm to step up, and Dike either be wide receiver two or Gunnar Helm be tight end one and contribute heavily into this offense.
Oh, that's good. Mine's J.C. Latham. I think if he can become a powerful right tackle, it helps out big time. And I also think this might sound weird, but I want to see Jeffrey Simmons still do what he does and go up another notch. I still think he's got that in him. He's just been surrounded by bad talent. Now you've got good guys around him. I mean, the guy's an absolute force. And I think if he could take it to another level with the supporting cast, I mean, he's unstoppable. I mean, there's so much potential here, and that's the worst word used with any sports team. But they've got this, and they can make something happen. So mine's Latham and Simmons.
Who'd you say defensively, Terry?
Oh, I didn't. I said two offensive guys. I said DK and Helm.
Terry.
Now, Defensively, they need Kevin Winston to step up and be a force at safety because they've revamped the entire defensive back room. They need Kevin Winston to step up and be what they thought he was going to be.
I would agree. I think Winston to me could be a superstar on this defense. I just think he's got the makeup.
Yeah, I do too. It's a matter of can he stay healthy, because he was nagged by injuries coming off the ACL, led to hamstring problems last year. So you hope all that's behind him and that he can go out there and kind of show what he can do.
Good stuff, Terry. Appreciate it as always. We're 2 weeks away, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Terry McCormick from Main Street Media and TitanInsider.com joining us here on the program. Again, we're live at 5 Iron Golf today. We'll take your reaction to that, 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game.